In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are on volume 24. This is page 49, if you have the book. Volume 24, 8/23/1928. And the truths about my fiat are the new gospel of the kingdom of my divine will. So here Jesus is telling Luisa something new and exciting is going to happen. And he calls the book of heaven the gospel of the kingdom. And he uses that same title in Matthew 24 about the kingdom coming. And he says, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, he says, the world's not ready for this. So this book of heaven, which Jesus says, the truths, the knowledges, the manifestations, the promises that Jesus gives to Luisa, each day as you read, you're receiving a lesson from Jesus, a teaching from Jesus. And what's so beautiful about this gift is it's helping us begin to understand how and why the kingdom is going to come. So if we're not reading the book, you're not going to understand what's coming. I know a lot of people say, you know, Saint so-and-so lived in the divine will, or Saint so-and-so lived in the divine will. And that's not what Jesus tells Luisa. It just shows that they haven't been reading the book of heaven, because Jesus says to Luisa, you are the only one that I've given this to. He wanted to give it to the saints, but they would need Luisa. So if you don't read the volumes, if you don't study the volumes, you're not going to be able to grasp what Jesus is saying. That's what he says right here. The truths about my fiat are the new gospel of the kingdom of my divine will, in which they shall find the norms, the sun, the teachings on how to ennoble themselves, to elevate themselves back to their origin, to take the state given to them by God at the beginning of creation. When God breathed this Ruah of God, this breath of God into Adam, Jesus says, now I'm going to teach you how and why this is going to happen. This is so beautiful that as you read it, as you listen to Jesus and as he's teaching you, you become filled with happiness. You become filled with joy. And he teaches you how not to live in your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin. So this becomes a discipline of those who are reading. When you read, when you study, what happens at that point is Jesus says, this is how you are to do it. And he repeats himself continuously like a good teacher. He wants us to become aware of how and why this is going to happen. So this is what he says. The truths, these knowledges, these manifestations, these promises about my fiat are the new gospel of the kingdom of my divine will, in which they shall find the norms. So we're going to find the norms, how to do this when we study. That's the sun. You're going to enter into a new light, a life of love, as Jesus says, of the Holy Trinity. The teachings on how to ennoble yourself. See, Jesus is saying that what Adam was breathed into Adam was divine nobility. And he says, Adam lost this divine nobility. He lost his clothing, if you want to say, and he was naked. He didn't have this. And so he says, Jesus says that he wants to ennoble us, clothe us again with divine nobility. How to ennoble yourselves, okay? Jesus gives the simple way. So when you read volume 1 through volume 10, Jesus shows us that how to become a divine mirror of Jesus himself, how to reflect Jesus. Then volume 11 through volume 19, which Jesus says to Luisa, I've given to no one. You, Luisa, this is who I've given this to. And when we read this, we begin to understand the lessons that Jesus gave to Luisa, because we begin to study them as well. And then finally, to enter into the divine inheritance of the Father. This St. Honorable de Francia didn't even read. He died living in the divine will. This is what they're saying, because he had studied 1 through 19. He began to put into practice how to live in the divine will. So when he died, Jesus showed Luisa the glorified body of St. Honorable de Francia, which is in the church in Rome, the image of it, painting of it, in the church of St. Anthony, where the Rogationists are. And in the chapel back in the church, you'll see the glorified body of St. Honorable de Francia. And Jesus shows Luisa this. He was ennobled, you know, but he didn't get into the fullness of receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. That's for us. God saved this for us. To elevate themselves back to their origin, to go back to the Garden of Eden. And that's why Jesus says there's no time or space in the divine will. And the gift that God gives to the souls in the divine will is the gift of bilocation. But it's not the bilocation of the saints. That's what we know of. We know the bilocation of the saints. But Jesus says he takes us where he wants to bring us. He would take Luisa all over the universe. We mentioned her socks. When you go to Corrado, when you go to the house that she lived in, it's now the Association Luisa Picaretta. If you look at her socks, they're dirty. They're ripped. They got holes in them. And I remember when I first saw them, I just went, geez, I mean, they could have got this poor girl some good socks. I mean, she's not going to go walking. She can't. She doesn't walk. Yet Jesus, he would allow her socks to get dirty and holes in them from her walking throughout the universe. He showed her all that's to come. He showed her why God breathed the Ruah of God, the breath of God into Adam, what God expected of his children. And, when Adam fell, it took the Son of God, the Mother of God, to come to the earth as the new Adam and the new Eve to redeem mankind. Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary. And this is the thing it's so beautiful about these writings, the writings of the new gospel of the kingdom of my divine will. It's so beautiful about these because what he's doing is he's building on what he has given to the apostles. And this is not about redemption. It's about sanctification. It's that which has never been discussed. When you listen to Archbishop Piceri, when he says, in the history of the church, there's no one who explained how the Our Father was going to happen. He says, this is Luisa's job. And as we read this, God begins to expand our capacity to understand more. That's how great our God is. And to elevate themselves back to their origin, to take the state given to them by God at the beginning of creation, this divine nobility. And that's what's, you're getting glimpses of it when you read. And again, what you have read this year, what you will read next year is brand new, because each word that Jesus speaks, he says to Luisa, is a divine life. And he's got more to fill in that space. I mean, each word is a library. As when Jesus reveals this to us, he wants to expand our capacity so that we can begin to enter into this likeness of God, knowing God to the point where, and we'll never know God completely, but it's more today than yesterday, more tomorrow than today. And that's what God is doing. He says, these are the souls who read the book of heaven. They shall find the gospel that, taking them by the hand, God is leading us. God is giving us lessons. They will lead them into true happiness. That's what I find. I love the calendar. The calendar is an amazing gift that God has given to us. It's every day as you read, like Sunday, read this past Sunday, read when Jesus talks about the bonds that he has created to, to bond us to himself, he talks about what he is teaching, and he expands upon it. And as you read this, the writings of Sunday, there's no way to other than to listen to Jesus. There's no way to explain it but by the words that Jesus gives. What he is giving to Louisa is as Pope St. John Paul II said at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. This is what God is asking. So these souls shall find the gospel that, taking them by the hand, will lead them into true happiness, into constant peace. Now, this is not replacing the gospels. This is a title that Jesus is giving to this to make us understand how important these writings are. It doesn't replace the gospel of the of redemption. It doesn't replace that. But what this is Jesus says, he talks about it in Matthew 24, until the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all the world, it's not going to happen. So this proclamation, again, of the divine will is essential to what God wants. So this is what he says. God will lead us by the hand into true happiness and into constant peace. Peace, joy, and happiness. Heaven on earth. And Jesus says, I want you to begin to live heaven now. No more worries, no more fears, no more anxieties, no more complaints, no more negativities, no more sin. We're not there yet. Everybody goes to confession each week. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. We are sinners. But Jesus says, is promising us that when the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven, watch what I'm going to do, he says to Louisa. The only law will be my divine will, that with its brush of love dipped in the vivid colors of its light will give back to mankind the likeness of his creator. So Jesus is saying, as you begin to learn this, the law, to study this, as you begin to learn this, he says, my will is a brush of love. So he's talking about being the artist that he is. My brush of divine love dipped in the vivid colors of divine light will give back to man the divine likeness of his creator. So what God is going to do is he's going to recreate us. And that's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then God will renew the face of the earth through us. How's he going to do that? With our fiat. The first fiat was fiat lux, let there be light. The universe was created. The second fiat, fiat mihi, of Blessed Mother, the incarnation took place. And now the fiat voluntas tua, this is our fiat, that we pray, we give, we surrender, where we become docile to our God. That is going to, as he says here, bring us back to the likeness of God, image and likeness. So through a holy baptism, we are in God's image, and through the likeness of God is when we read, when we study, when we put into practice of how and why the kingdom is coming. So God is doing this. This is this thing that's so great. In redemption, the evangelists consider themselves honored to make themselves known as the ones who are putting out the gospel. That it might be known, okay, read, study, put into practice the gospels, by the whole world. And with glory, they mark their names. So much so that when the gospel is preached, the name of the one who wrote it is stated first, and then it is the gospel, then is the gospel spoken. So here, what Jesus is saying is, when this proclamation occurs, and it's happening right now with each and every one of us, we, to a greater or lesser degree, we are saying why we are happy. We are saying why we're not worried. Well, why aren't you worried? Don't you know what's happening? Don't you know what's happening in the world? How come you're not upset? And it goes back to what Jesus tells us about St. Faustina. He said to St. Faustina, the final devotion I get to my church before I return is divine mercy. So what we say is, I trust in Jesus. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Master. He's my King. There's nothing I have to worry about. Why aren't you going to get, why are you upset? You know, it's the peace, the joy, and happiness of heaven on earth. Jesus said to Louisa, I rose from the dead so that humanity will rise from the dead before they die. He says, true resurrection is not after you die. True resurrection is before you die on earth as it is in heaven. And that's exactly what, when you listen to Pope St. John Paul II, he said, we are a resurrected people. We know, we love, we serve our God. And now with the gift of the divine will, we know, love, and we begin to possess our God. Mutual possession, which is, heaven is the wedding feast. It's mankind becoming one again with God, as God wanted it from the beginning. Our origin is the wedding feast. Our origin is to go back to be one with God as he planned from the beginning. So this is what he says. Redemption, the evangelist considers himself honored. And now when we read the book of heaven, we consider ourselves honored. How amazing this is that our God has given us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. That the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies is Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. He says, again, this happening to us. We're honored to know the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of the divine will, that it might be known by the whole world. This is what we're also, we want the whole world to embrace this. The book of heaven, Jesus said, when this comes out, when this is released, it will change the face of the earth. And as we know, it was released in 1996. And for those who had knew Italian, they were reading right off the bat all 36 volumes. The one community that read it first, because it was held back a little bit in Italy, was Acuna's group in Mexico City, where Our Lady told Father Gobi that Mexico City would be the first place where the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary would begin. What is that? What's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? We become like her son. We become like her. That's the triumph. And that's what Jesus teaches Louisa. If you read the Prodigies of the Blessed Mother, it's an amazing compilation of all that Jesus says about his mother. If you don't love Our Lady, you'll fall in love with her when you read the Prodigies of Our Lady. She is so amazing. She is so great. So Jesus says this. So that the gospel is preached, their name, the name of the one who wrote it is stated first, and then it is the gospel is spoken. So I want, Jesus is saying, I, God, want it to be done with the truths about my divine will. He wants the book of heaven out. He wants the gospel of the kingdom out. He wants us to make this our life. He says, make heaven our life on earth. He says, I want it to be done with the truths, the knowledges, the manifestations, the promises about my divine will, that everyone may know who the ones are that brought so much good into the world. And Jesus is really talking about Louisa and St. Annabelle de Francia. Okay, so here is it's a new beginning for everyone and for everything, and it's a great and glorious thing. Okay, so now we're on volume 25, 10-3, 1928, the exchange between Jerusalem and Rome. This is a great blessing. It's the last chapter of volume 24. It's easy to remember. Volume 25 is, as a matter of fact, this is the last writing that Louisa wrote in the Association Louisa Picaretta, because right after that, she was moved to St. Anthony's Orphanage, where her room was across the hall from the chapel. And when the chapel's doors were open, when her doors were opened, she could look in and see Jesus in the tabernacle. Now, what's really great is where her headboard is when you go to Corrado, that's where the tabernacle is. Where the headboard is now the sanctuary. That her room is now the sanctuary, and the chapel is now enlarged. And I just think it's appropriate that where she adored Jesus, loved Jesus, praised Jesus, glorified Jesus for those 10 years, it's now the chapel where Holy Mass is celebrated in the convent. And that's volume 25, where Jesus tells Luisa, "You are my prisoner of love." And Luisa says, "And you are my prisoner of love." So here, the two prisoners of love, her in her bed for the rest of her life, and Jesus in the tabernacle. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. So Jesus says this, the exchange between Jerusalem and Rome, in creating man, in creating Adam, God placed as many seeds of happiness in him for as many things that God created. So when you pray your round of creation, Jesus teaches Luisa how to do this, teaches us when we read it. You begin to understand that all the I love yous of God in creation are speaking to us. I mean, we don't hear them with our ears, but everything says an I love you to us. Jesus says, I've created this to give my I love you to you. And he says, what I want you to do is breathe in this I love you, become aware of it, to breathe back to him a divine I love you. So as you begin to read and study, Jesus begins to show you how to pray your rounds of creation, how to pray your rounds of redemption. And this is the thing that is so amazing, that our whole prayer life changes. Jesus teaches us, Our Lady teaches us how to begin to pray the way they prayed. It's so beautiful. So what happens, the happiness that's all around us tells us of how much God loves us. My poor mind was thinking about many things regarding the divine will, especially about how its kingdom would come and how the kingdom could spread and many other things that are not necessary to write on paper. So here, Luisa, it's our questions that we gave to Luisa that she would give to Jesus. Well, how's the kingdom going to come? How is this going to happen? And why is it going to happen? So the truths that Jesus gives us in the Book of Heaven, each time that you read it, he keeps on expanding your capacity to understand more. So he says, and my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, that's where Jesus dwells. He dwells in the interior of Luisa, getting us ready for him dwelling in us, in our interior. And he shows us how to do that. My beloved Jesus, moving to my interior, told me, my daughter, if Rome has the primacy of my church, she owes it to Jerusalem, because the beginning of redemption was precisely in Jerusalem. Within that fatherland, from the little town of Nazareth, I chose my virgin mother. So he says, the one that was chosen for the kingdom of redemption, who was going to receive this, was Our Lady. I myself was born in the little town of Bethlehem. And all my apostles were from Israel, the fatherland. And even though ungrateful, the fatherland, Israel, did not want to recognize me and rejected the goods of my redemption, it cannot be denied that the origin, the beginning, the first people who received the good of the redemption were from Jerusalem, from this city. The first criers, the first proclaimers of the gospel, those who established Catholicism in Rome were my apostles from Jerusalem, that is, from this fatherland. So here Jesus is saying Catholicism came from Israel. Catholicism came from Jerusalem. Now he says, this is a truth. This is a knowledge. This is a manifestation. This is a promise. This is what he says. Now there will be an exchange. If Jerusalem gave to Rome the life of the Catholic faith, the religion, therefore of redemption, Rome will give to Jerusalem the kingdom of the divine will. And this is so true. Now he says, I'm going to swear on this one. This is so true that just as I chose a virgin from the little town of Nazareth for the kingdom of redemption, so I have chosen another virgin in a little town of Corrado, Italy, belonging to Rome, to whom the mission of the kingdom of the divine will has been entrusted. So now he's saying, I've chosen another for sanctification. Now why? Adam fell from such a height, God said it was a miracle that he survived. Okay. He says that he, the Son of God, the Mother of God, had to come to earth as the new Adam and the new Eve. Why? To start humanity over again. Okay. But they needed a human to do this, a one who would be basically in charge of sanctification. All right. Wait till you hear this. He says, so I chose another virgin, a little town of Italy, Corrado, Italy, belonging to Rome, to whom the mission of the kingdom of the divine will has been entrusted. The Jesus says the mission of the kingdom of the divine will was entrusted to Luisa Picaretta. It's for our understanding. If we don't read this, we wouldn't know this. When you see these manifestations, when you experience these truths, you become filled with joy. We know now who is in charge of this sanctification of the world. Okay. And that's the Holy Spirit's job, but Jesus explains it in volume 17, May 24th, 1925. If you read volume 17, May 4th, 1925, if you read that and listen to what Jesus is saying, the Holy Spirit's going to do this through this little newborn. Wait till you hear this. It's going to be great. I mean, I'm not going to read it, but when you read it, it's great. Jesus says this, and since it must be known in Rome, what is he saying? Since the book of heaven must be known in Rome, and just as my coming upon earth was known in Jerusalem, Rome will have the great honor of requiting Jerusalem for the great gift received from her. So he says, basically, what Jerusalem gave to Rome, redemption, now it's going to be this glory is going to be given to Jerusalem, and that's now sanctification. So he says, basically, making known to her the kingdom of my divine will. So this God says that from Jerusalem, Rome received redemption, given to Rome, making known that now Rome is going to bring the kingdom of the divine will to Jerusalem. Then, listen to this, you don't have to worry about a thing. Jesus already tells us what's going to happen. Then will Jerusalem repent of her ingratitude? Then Jerusalem will embrace the life of the Catholic faith that she gave to Rome, and grateful, Jerusalem shall receive from Rome the life of the great gift of the kingdom of my divine will. Now see, it's planned. And this is why the book of heaven is so great. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. God says this is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Jesus says this. He says, and not only Jerusalem, but all other nations shall receive from Rome the great gift of the kingdom of my fiat. Okay. Everyone else, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, the atheists, are all going to want to be baptized. God's got a great miracle coming. He explains it in the book of heaven, this great miracle that's going to come. And we're anxiously awaiting it. So he says, basically, not only Jerusalem, but all of the other nations shall receive from Rome the great gift of the kingdom of my fiat, and they'll be the first criers of it. It's gospel, all full of peace, all full of happiness, and the restoration of the creation of mankind. See, we're going to go back to where we were before the fall. Now, just think, what was Adam's DNA like? Just think about this. It was in the image and likeness of God. What's our DNA now say? Get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, become food for worms. Jesus says, I've got plans. It might be like this at this point, but wait till you see what I have planned. And that's the book of heaven. as you study it, you become filled with joy. You're going to see things that I can't see. Why? Each of us has different fingerprints, different irises, different voices, sizes, shapes. Our intelligences are different. You're going to see things that and then you're going to explain to me, this is what Jesus says. And I go, how did he say this? And he said, da, 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 da. I never thought of that. I never see. Each one of us loves God in a unique manner. It's all the same, but no one can love God as much as you can because of the way God created you. Nobody can love God the way you can love God. And so therefore, we can love God more than any other human if we wish, if we want, because God is going to teach us how to do this. He says this, and not only shall my manifestations bring divine sanctity, divine joys, divine peace, divine happiness, but the whole of creation competing with them will unleash from each created thing, each of the happinesses that it contains and will pour them over all mankind. We haven't seen anything yet. Creation is not yet complete. Creation is not even close to being completed. He needs us to bring about that completion. Those who, he says, will want to live in the divine will. So if we want to live in the divine will, we have to find out how and why this takes place. And the more that you learn, the more you'll be able to possess this. So Jesus says this. In fact, in creating Adam, man, we placed in his being all the seeds of happinesses that each created thing possessed. Okay, now remember I was talking to you about your rounds of creation. The rounds of creation are explaining to us in their mute language the happiness of God, the joy of God, the strength of God, the power of God. He says, in creating Adam, we placed in his being all the seeds of happiness that each created thing possessed. So we breathe in this divine, I love you, this happiness, this joy, this peace, this heaven, to breathe it back out, to give it back to God. We have nothing. We have nothing. So what does God do? He says, I want to share with you my divinity. I want you to possess my divinity so that you can give to me what the greatest thing on earth, himself. So what God is doing, what God is wanting from us is he's asking us to begin to study what he says. And that's why if you're reading the calendar every day is a lesson. Jesus is giving you a private lesson about who he is and what he is doing and how he's going to do it. And you can have as much as you want, much of it as you want or as little as you want. He says, I'm waiting for the souls who want the divine will more than anything. And that's our job. Our job is to begin to live this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what God is waiting for. He says, I'm waiting for her. He says, in fact, in creating Adam, we placed in his being all the seeds of divine happiness that each thing possessed, disposing the interior of man like a field that contains all the seeds of happiness, so much so that he has within himself all the tastes to be able to savor and receive into himself all the divine happinesses of all created things. It's paradise. That's where we belong. Our Lady said that to Bruno in 1947. Our Lady of Revelation said what he wants to give to humanity, what God wants to give to humanity is this sharing in divinity. He says to enter into happiness. So what does Our Lady say? Our Lady says, my children will enter into eternity where they belong. The children of Lucifer and Lucifer will never enter into eternity. They will always be trapped in time and space. We're going to enter into the beatific vision. That's where we belong. That's paradise. That's heaven. Listen to what he says. He says this. He says, if man did not possess these seeds, he would lack the sense of taste, the sense of smell, to be able to enjoy what God had put out of him himself in the whole of creation. So here Jesus is saying, he says to Luis in volume 36, he says, your senses were made for God. You're to see God and smell God and taste God and touch God. We are called by God to hear him. We're called by God. He says, your senses were made for God. That's why when Adam fell, we've been blinded. We've been deaf. We're deaf, dumb. We're blind. We're crippled. And Jesus came to redeem us. And what the Book of Heaven does is it brings us back to where we were before the fall. And it gives us the joy, the happiness of wanting this. The more you read, the more the happier you become. The negativity just rolls off your back like water off a duck. It's peace. It's joy. It's happiness. That's what God wants for us. So he says this. He says, if man did not possess these seeds, he would lack the senses of smell, taste, smell, to be able to enjoy what God had put out of himself in the whole creation. Now, by sinning, Adam caused all these seeds of divine happiness that God had infused in him in creating him to fall ill. Therefore, humanity lost the taste to be able to enjoy all the happiness contained in creation. And he says, it happened as to a poor, ill one who cannot enjoy all the flavors contained in the food. On the contrary, he feels the heaviness. The food itself converts into pain. Everything gives him nausea. And if he takes it, it is not because he enjoys it, but in order not to die. We have lost the beauty of creation. We have lost this love, this light, this love of God and all of creation. And that's why Jesus says, when you start to pray your rounds, and he teaches us how to do this in the Book of Heaven, as you begin to pray your rounds, you begin to embrace all the I love yous of God. You look at the sunset. It's not just a sunset anymore. It's an I love you. You look at a leaf on a tree. It's not just a leaf on a tree. It's an I love you. And there's not just one I love you. The tree is filled with I love yous. It's not just one grain of sand. It's infinite, almost infinite I love yous that God gives to us. And this is what he's saying. He says, on the other hand, the one who is healthy, and this is what God is calling us to, the divine will, you have to remember this. The divine will is divine healing. Jesus shows that every human that was healed 100 years ago is dead. Jesus says, I want the miracle of miracles to happen. That's what he tells Louisa. What the miracle of miracles is coming to humanity. This is a great time to be alive. And the more you enter into this, really the happier you become, because he explains it so clearly. He says very clearly, on the other hand, the one who is healthy feels taste, strength, warmth, because his stomach has the strength to assimilate the goods contained in the foods, and he enjoys them. The same happens in man. By sinning, he caused the seeds, the very strength to be able to enjoy all the happiness contained in creation, to fall ill. And many times they converted to pain. Now, with the return of mankind back into my divine will, my divine fiat, the seeds shall acquire health, and the soul will acquire the strength to assimilate and to enjoy all the happiness present in the order of creation. That's what I see in the Book of Heaven. Jesus explaining in detail every situation. He says, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. If you do that, that's going to happen. He explained, the Book of Heaven, the gospel of the kingdom, as he calls it, is to help us begin to live heaven on earth. Not the misery of the human. Misery of the human. As he says this, everybody's ill. He says, this is what the priesthood is supposed to do. The priesthood is to give back to people health, give back to people happiness, give back to people the trust in God, the belief in God, the hope in God, the confidence in God. That's our job. I remember years ago, the bishop said that they met with all these young men you know, asking, do you want to become a priest? And the main reason they didn't want to become a priest, this is what the bishop said. The main reason is the priests were unhappy. The priests were unhappy. And when you think about that, we should be the happiest. God has given us himself. You know, he obeys us, the priest. When we say, this is my body, God says yes. When the priest says, I absolve you of your sin, God says yes. God obeys the priesthood. We should be, and what he's given to us, he's given us the sacraments, the sacramentals. He's given us being in charge of the Holy Eucharist. We can be with Jesus every day, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. And now with the Book of Heaven, it's complete happiness. Every day it's joy. Every day it's happiness. And this is what it says. He will acquire the strength to assimilate and to enjoy all the happinesses present in the order of creation and in the order of redemption. He gets into this later. So a contest of happiness shall begin for humanity. The contest, God is completely happy and he shares with us his divine happiness, and the contest begins. He breathes into us, and I love you. He breathes into us divine happiness, and we breathe back into him, and I love you, with divine happiness. It's a new way of living. It's heaven on earth. And he shows us, he teaches us every day. His lessons are, I can't wait to read every day. Every day there's something more beautiful that Jesus says, more spectacular that Jesus says. And to listen to him is astonishing. And that's what I find in the Book of Heaven. So Jesus says this. So a contest of happiness shall begin for humanity. Everything will smile at him, and man will return to be happy as God created him. So what is this? What is the Book of Heaven? The Book of Heaven is an instruction book, if you want to say. It is a lessons. Every day is a different lesson that Jesus gives us. It's a program. It's Jesus speaking. You when you read the Book of Heaven, you're happy. I get calls all the time. Somebody saying, I have nobody to talk to. And they would say, you know what I just read? And then they read it to me. And they go, this is so great. Absolutely. It's Jesus speaking. It's heaven. It's a glimpse of heaven. And as you enter into this, he expands this glimpse every day. He expands our understanding. He expands our possession of it. To know, see, it's the saints for to know God, to love God, to serve God. What Jesus tells Louisa is he wants us to know God, to love God, and to possess God. It's the wedding feast. It's the wedding feast that God is inviting us to. He came to earth to find a bride. And he's going to marry the church collectively, but he tells Louisa, I'm going to marry each individual individually. and that's what's coming. And he gives us glimpses. He gives us glimpses every day. And actually Jesus said, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the kingdom's not coming. So read, study, put this into practice. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. Amen. The Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week.